This week on Stuck in Beta.
Spring is officially here, so we're planting seeds, fixing the lawn, and pouring the Flamingo Dance Party Tropical IPA from Four Hands.
We're pairing that with the ultimate holiday showdown, Jif versus Reese's Peanut Butter Eggs, because it's very serious debate.
We're also talking about the new Spider-Man Brand New Day trailer, Failure hitting the road, and legal drama surrounding Eric Melvin and Fat Mike in the NoFX documentary.
Plus, I booked a 311 cruise that is definitely not a timeshare pitch, and we've got the details on the Tanglefoot pub crawl hitting Main Street in Festus.
Throw in my top five cartoon theme songs and some shop talk about Josh's next property rehab, and we got a full show.
Grab a beer. Let's get stuck.
Yeah.
Woo!
Hey, I'm Greg, and this is Josh, and this is Stuck in Beta. I didn't even let you introduce yourself.
I'll just sit back and listen.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I just thought of something. I left our snacks upstairs. That's all right.
We'll get to that later.
Yeah, when we do a break.
Yep.
So, we were talking before here. We were Point Fest. I guess they probably announced it about a month ago now. But
yeah.
We were looking at it and we're like, man, it's not really feeling good this year. So every year they have a little festival of alternative modern rock bands, whatever you want to call them. They get together. The radio station puts it together. And the headliner this year, Staind.
Yeah. Quite a disappointment. Yeah. they were big back in the late 90s, but I mean, and there's plenty of bands that are still relevant and popular 30 years later.
Yeah, Offspring, right?
Yeah.
Green Day.
Yeah. I don't know. That was
Blink-182. Yeah, they've
kind of a disappointment. Most of those bands, it seems like it's a very similar genre where all those bands are like dark and I would say like dreary with their songs. It's not like more, it's like a dark alternative.
We listened to, well, I put on Staind, Blue October, and Highly Suspect, and they're all pretty similar sound. Now, like, it's for me to say that about something when I get accused of all my music sounding the same. My daughter says that. Millie says it all the time. Yeah. They all sound the same. I'm like, no, they don't.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't think I'll be going. Although my neighbor up the street, Randy, he was wanting to go to a Point Fest.
You should take him.
I don't think
you're like passing the torch.
I don't think this is the one to go to, though.
I agree. Last year would have been really good.
Yeah. I mean, I had a lot of fun last year. There were more bands I liked, and I don't know. I wish they'd do a Wayback Point Fest like they.
Well, this is.
I mean, essentially all of them are way back.
They may as well just call it that instead of, because none of these bands are new.
No, well, I don't know. Like, well, I did, what was that, From Ashes to New or whatever I looked up. I'm like, oh, this must be a new band. And
they're new in the name.
Yeah, their big song, their, like, I guess their highest
viewed
video on YouTube was from 10 years ago.
Nice.
So, I don't know. Oh, well.
Kind of a letdown. They can't all be winners, I guess.
That's
the theme around here, too.
Yeah. So, you were saying the other day, you're like, hey, Greg, Zeke's would be very nice right now.
Man, I don't know what it is. This is not the first time that this has happened, but over the years, whenever we have these like spikes in temperature for springtime, like when it's not even necessarily spring yet, but like today it's going to be 85 degrees. Yesterday it was like 82 and it's March. And I had like this hankering for Zeke's.
It was a good beer.
O'Fallon Brewing Company no longer exists anymore, but that beer was just like the perfect, like just, I don't know, nice, refreshing, easy drinking, you know, 5%, 5.5%, something like that. Had a little bit of hoppiness to it, but it was very subtle. It was clear and crisp.
Yeah, it was a good beer. And I actually remember one from Boulevard too. I thought it was called Kite Ale that was sort of similar. That's the one. I went to the store trying to find something similar. And it had been a long time since I've drank any kind of Boulevard beer, which is weird because they're a Missouri. I mean, they're the, well, they're the, one of the biggest Missouri breweries.
Yep. I thought that I had sent you that list and maybe Boulevard was on it. Let's see. Maybe I didn't send it to you. I guess I didn't.
I thought it was called Kite Beer. I may be way off. And if I went through their list of beers, it's probably huge. But.
Yep. Oh, well. What's this one?
This. So today. Okay. I couldn't find anything like that. So I got an IPA. What the heck? That, yeah. That does good this time of year. And. It had flamingos on it, so it seemed, yeah, okay. Hey, spring, yeah. Maybe summer? I don't know.
Festive.
It's called Flamingo Dance Party. It's a tropical IPA. Let's see. I think I've got a little info on it. It is. When the world isn't watching, these vibrant birds let loose at a secret soiree, and this hazy tropical IPA turns up the beat with mosaic and sabro hops, spinning juicy flavors of pineapple and orange, while subtle hints of cherry add depth to the groove. Hmm. A soft, airy malt bill of pale malt, wheat, and flaked oat creates the perfect floor for a flamingo dance party. 6.5%.
This one's just lightly hazy, I would say. It's not super thick like some of the hazy IPAs that are, seem to be out now. And I don't, I'm getting to where I don't really care for those too much. Those heavy and I guess they're maybe West Coast IPAs.
Right, the real heavy. I don't, yeah, I'd rather have something light and refreshing. Tropical, actually.
This one definitely has a aroma of pineapple and grapefruit.
Kind of, remember the little fruit cocktail cups?
Yeah.
With, or it'd have cherry, yep. Pineapple, I think pears and whatever in it.
Yeah, that's similar.
It's kind of got that smell of that juice.
Yeah, you're right.
Man, I got a lot of head here.
Hmm. It's very pineapple-y.
I didn't get a good taste.
That's not bad. It's refreshing. But you said something. It's funny. We watched the video of whenever we tried Zeke's from 12 years ago, and you said it didn't have the bitterness on the back end. And I don't know why, like, that little phrase that you mentioned in that, like, caught my attention. And I was like, yeah, there's, like, some of these IPAs now that we're drinking, and maybe that's a little bit more of a difference between an IPA and a pale ale, is that there's that little bit of bitterness that you get on the back end. Just like, I don't know that I, like, dislike it, but now that, for whatever reason, since you said it, like, I notice it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, like, that part of it's not great.
It's kind of that hoppiness that kind of sits on the back of your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, almost like the bitterness from orange peel or something like that.
Yep. This one's fine, though. It's not bad.
It's fine. It is, yeah, I'd say pineapple is the most fragrantly, like, the fragrance, that's the word.
Yeah.
The fragrance of it is really good, though. I think it.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it smells, like I was saying, fruit cocktail, but.
I wonder how these breweries decide, because you have so many different IPAs that come out, and they never really seem like they stick around. They're just like, hey, we'll just brew this for a couple of years. I mean, there's Citywide that Four Hands has that they've been brewing and releasing for years and years, and they got different variants of that. But something like this seems like it's almost like a, I don't know, a one and done type of thing. I could be wrong on that, but
I think you're right. I think a lot of these, it's more of a, and oh, I saw this one too. I should have looked at that one. They have a peachy pipe dream, which is a peach wheat.
Oh, wheat.
Yeah, I remember.
That
was from O'Fallon too, wasn't it?
Oh, I thought that was the one we brewed.
Oh no, we did.
That was our beer, our home brew.
Oh yeah,
yeah. But there was a
Weech.
Weech was from O'Fallon. Yeah, wheat. That was a wheat.
Yeah,
Yeah, we did.
I tried to make the names were terrible.
Yeah. But yeah, I would give this one, I don't know. I think I'm going to have to go like B minus on it. I don't know why. It's just.
I don't know why.
Maybe that little bit of bitterness now that I notice. I'm like,
yeah, you have to bring it up. And, a little burn. Now I taste it all the time.
You're the one that brought it up 12 years ago.
It's all my fault. Well, all 42 viewers of our old video.
Yeah, and zero of
remember
the new
that. What?
And zero of this one.
Yeah. I'd say this has got, I'd say about a B. It's good. It's good, but I've had better.
Local four hands. Maybe we'll make our way over there next week whenever we go downtown for the opening day.
Yeah, I had talked to Molly. I don't know if she was listening, but I did say, hey, Josh was talking about going down there. And I'm like, but it is looking like rain.
I did see that.
So,
yeah.
I don't know.
We'll give it a shot.
We'll try.
If it's a washout, we'll skip. But if there's scattered, maybe we'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
All right. You got to go lay down.
Go away, Ruby.
Go lay down here. All right, Ruby. No. See, she keeps bumping my hand and just like.
Ooh, just push her.
I can't be mean.
You can't be mean. It's Golden Retriever. She'll always like you. Did you see? So locally, I don't know if you saw this.
I read this when I saw it in your notes here.
I didn't know there's a Tanglefoot pub crawl.
Yeah.
That apparently it's $70, which seems a little steep on the at first, okay? Yeah. But then you get, it says a free drink at each of the participating stops along Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and a t-shirt and a colored bracelet. Like,
yeah.
Like you're, oh boy, colored bracelet.
Bracelet's not exciting, but yeah. T-shirt's kind of cool.
Yeah. So unless it's just that AI art that they created there.
Oh, that right
I
there.
Don't know. Yeah. Is that real? I don't know. That.
Is so how many participating places was there for this?
So down at the bottom there is you got Peddlin' Pie, you got Main and Mill, Petit Paris, The Brick, Four Brothers Mead, Central Tap, Pogolino's, The Contrarian, and Glass Brick Mobile Cigar Lounge. So there's a mobile cigar lounge.
Yeah, I guess so. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
So the Contrarian, though, that's just like a theater. I didn't know that had like.
They have like a concession stand.
Oh.
So I don't know if that's.
Same with Pogolino's. Yeah. I mean.
Get you a Milk Ultra.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, that's cool, but yeah, that's a lot of beers. I don't know what size, you know, quantity they're going to give, but.
Now, one of my favorite. One of the good times I had with you and Lori, we went to Springfield to a 311 show.
Yeah.
And after the show, it was Steve Ewing open, Steve Ewing of the Urge for 311. We watched the show, and then show is over, and we found out they had this kind of a pub crawl like this. I don't remember how much it cost. It definitely wasn't $70.
Oh, no.
But in Springfield, Missouri, there's an area, all kind of a main street area, but there's no, it's only foot traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember you'd walk into a bar, there'd be some band playing,
mm-hmm.
you'd get your drink, you'd hang out there, then you'd go on to another one. And that was pretty fun, but it was funny, Steve Ewing was playing at one of
those
bars. Places too.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was a fun time, and I bet that was only like $20 or something for a wristband for that.
So was there did you say he's playing at this one too?
I don't know if there's no, but it says
I remember reading it.
Full
it was,
weekend live music will start. It was Matty Mo and the Rockets,
yeah,
and Mojo Saurus.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds cool. I love that they're doing this kind of stuff here in our small town. Well, you're a small town. I only live like 10 minutes away, but
I guess I'll have the street closed then.
Yeah, that's what it sounds
like. That would make sense if people are going to be walking around and stuff.
Yep.
Well,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of 311, we booked our cruise today for 2027.
Oh, yeah?
We just got back from 311 days in Vegas that I talked about last time. And then they immediately scheduled their cruise. They had a billboard or whatever up during the intermission of the concerts that it was coming. And we're going to be going to Jamaica and I can't remember what the other one is on the cruise stops. So we booked that today. We were disappointed, though, because so this will be our third time going.
Uh-huh.
And it's the ninth time.
Grand Cayman and Jamaica.
There okay. you go. I think this is the ninth time overall that they've done this. So the way they do it is they try to give seniority. So if you've been a cruiser before and like the number of cruises that you've been on with them, like you get your choice to
Have a punch card.
I don't know how they do it, but so you get like an earlier booking time.
Mm-hmm.
And it started on Tuesday and they were like, they had a list of like all the time slots and all that that people were able to get. So our booking time wasn't until 10:45 this morning, Friday, and we were like, oh, we want a balcony. Like, we've been wanting a balcony so bad on this cruise ship, because the first year we got a porthole, but then they called us like a couple months before and they're like, hey, would you like to upgrade to a larger room with a window? And we're like, yeah, absolutely. It was like, you know, a couple $100 or whatever. And then last year, whenever we booked, I didn't realize that the time slot that we were given was an Eastern time. So I got in there and I was like late for our booking.
Oh,
and
I see.
Yeah. I got a porthole again. And then this year, and the porthole and the porthole room is smaller than the window room. And then the balcony room is even larger than, you know, square footage wise. Plus it's just like all glass. And then you got your little balcony that you walk out. And, you know, the two times we've been on it, we've been kind of like jealous as we get off the ship or on the ship. And we're like, oh, man, it would be so great to have like our two chairs and sit on the balcony and have our coffee and all that. And so this time we still didn't get it, man. We were right in there at 10:45 yesterday. Lori was able to look at all the rooms that were left and there was still some balcony rooms left. And then today, I guess there was an earlier booking time as well and they got all taken up. So we did get the bigger room on a higher deck with a bigger window, but we still don't have that balcony.
Is there a chance that they could call and have you upgrade to a...
They did give us that option to like, there's a little drop down. You can say like, yeah, I'll upgrade to a suite or whatever if it becomes available. But we did that last year and we never got a call last year.
Is it, is this cruise like only people there for the three? There's no other.
Nope.
Okay.
And it's really cool because there's like 20 bands or so that are there and they range from, I mean, one of the bands you're going to go see with us here in a couple weeks or whenever that is, the Red, Gold, Green that we got you for, that you probably forgot about.
Yeah, I did.
I forget when that is, but
yeah, you better remind me.
So the bands are,
it's this weekend.
They start with like, you know, the headliners, and then it's like any other festival where you have the smaller stages, smaller acts where they're just kind of like, their stage is often like a corner of like a little bar or something that's, you know, on one of the decks of the ship.
Oh.
But they'll usually have like 20 bands and comedians and just different forms of entertainment like that. So, I mean, but everybody's there for that. It's not a mix. It's not a mix of other people that would join.
So it's not like, you know, like a Star Trek cruise or something like that, where are like, you know, they have two different cruises on the same boat. Like,
really? Does that happen?
I'm pretty sure like conventions or whatever that can't sell out an entire boat.
Yeah.
They would have to do, you know, they could have some stage area and stuff like that, but if, you know, the grandma's going there for this or whatever and they realize
that would be funny.
Oh, this is you know.
Smells like marijuana yeah. everywhere I go.
Yeah. Well, you're going to Jamaica, too. Mm. I mean, it's yeah. probably going to happen. It just walking down the street, it happens around here.
Yeah, true. But speaking of cruises, I wanted to tell you this story real quick about another cruise type of experience that we had over the week during the week. So we got this postcard in the mail, I don't know, 2 weeks ago or so. It was like, this is not a timeshare. Join us for this Zoom call and you will get a free cruise. And you will also get, like, we'll pay for your airfare. We mm-hmm. just want you to sit through our seminar and then, you know, you'll have this opportunity to take this free cruise. And I'm like, I had talked to your sister-in-law, Wendy. She has told us, Lori and I, that she's done this like several times because they go on tons of cruises.
They get lots. They go probably at least four a year.
Yeah.
I think maybe more.
And she had told me about this kind of thing, and I should have reached out to her and said, hey, we got this one. Is this what, you know?
Is this legit?
Yeah. So we're like, yeah, let's give it a shot. It's a Zoom call. What the heck? So it says 60 minutes of your time is all they want. And it, this is not a timeshare. This is not a real estate, blah, yeah. blah, blah. So we get in there and it's us and like four other families or couples or whatever. And this guy who's talking, and man, it was annoying from the start. This guy gets on and he tells us like his whole life history. Oh, he wanted us to introduce ourselves. Like,
oh, I hate that.
Who are you? Where are you from?
I hate any kind of meeting that starts like that. We'll do introductions. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Why?
But our introduction was like, he was like, hey, Josh and Lori, where are you guys from? And we're like, from Hillsboro, Missouri. And he's like, oh, okay. I know exactly where that is. I've been there. He was trying to be funny and like, you know, like get you loosened up. He's like, oh, I've been there 10 times. Yeah, I know exactly where that is. And then there was actually a lot of couples from our general area. So I don't know, because there was some from Webster Groves. There was somebody from like nearby in Illinois. I can't remember, like somewhere local. But then there was somebody from New Mexico and somebody from Pennsylvania. It was kind of weird. But anyway, they were like, okay, well, let me tell you about myself. And he went on, I'm not kidding you, for like 45 minutes about, well, I was raised as an army kid, and he's this like 65-year-old black man. And
who are you?
And he was very heavy, and he told us that, now, I'm going to keep this really short, because, and this is, it started at like 7:30 at night, and he like takes his laptop down and shows his belly, and he's like, because I need to eat, and I've eaten a lot of food in my life, and he like takes his laptop down, you know, and he's like, he's wearing like a polo shirt or whatever, but he's like, you know, you see the size of his bum, 300 pounds. And he just like starts telling us like all the details of his life and trying to be funny. And he's like, I got jokes, folks. I got jokes. I got dad jokes. And this went on for like 45 minutes. And we're like, oh my God. Like, they did not talk about what their product was or anything.
Did anyone drop in the middle of?
No one dropped.
No one dropped.
Yeah.
Oh.
We all kept. Oh, and here's the other thing. They had a very strict, like, rules about, you had to be facing and looking at the camera the entire time. You couldn't be looking away at your phone or be distracted with something else, because they had moderators in there and they would kick you off. And at one point we were sitting like side by side. They wanted us to sit shoulder to shoulder. And at one point I like leaned back in the chair and I was like, you know, pretty far away. So, and the laptop was on the desk and it looked like I was pretty far away. And they like sent us a note that I needed to sit closer to the screen because they couldn't see my eyes. I was like, what in the world are we getting into? So this guy carries on and on, and he's like trying to like be friendly and talk about, like, now we all love to travel, don't we, folks? That's why you're here. That's why you signed up for that postcard.
Scanning your faces so they can, you.
That's what I thought.
Identity. Get closer to the camera.
Mm-hmm. So he goes through this whole spiel, and then he starts talking about what they are. So they're not a timeshare. Eventually, he starts making...
You use Zoom, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not like a weird...
Yeah, no, it was actually Zoom. So then he starts getting into talking about, you know, we all want to make the most of our money, right? We all, like, have a budget. We can all spend just so much money. And then he starts talking about places like Sam's and Costco and all that, and how they're, like, wholesale companies. And, you know, you can go in there, even on Amazon, you can buy in bulk and buy wholesale and get a cheaper overall price. So eventually he gets to the point and says, like, that's what they are. So they buy up these, like, rooms or whatever at hotels, and they claim, like, 4,000 locations and all this. And he starts showing us examples of, like, well, you want to go to Miami? Look at this. $25 a night. You know what the public's paying for this? $400. So, I mean, he's going through this whole spiel and showing us example after example after example of all these different places. And that went on for like another half an hour. So remember, we were only supposed to be there in 60 minutes. It had gone on for nearly 2 hours. And Lori was getting so crabby because it was like after 9 o'clock at night, our time. And she was like, I'm literally about ready to hang up, you know? And I'm like, that's fine. We can. And he's like, this is it, folks. This is the last screen. And he starts giving us the price. So it was like they wanted like $10,000 for us to join this club. They called it like a vacation club.
Yeah.
And no, this is just a one-time fee. This is a one-time fee. Pay this and you get all these discounts.
But someone offering a free cruise and someone going into a thing for a free cruise probably don't have $10,000 just, you know.
So he did, like,
my thought.
He did 99% of the time. There was this one other black couple that, like, laughed hysterically at all his jokes. They're like, ah! At every joke. They made us laugh because it was just so funny. And I had a feeling that they would be the ones that would, like, fall for the pitch.
Oh, like someone was that they were like a fake.
Like a plant or something.
Yeah, a plant. That's what I was trying to think of. We'd like to buy it. Yeah.
Well, so he gets to the end of his spiel and he says, all right, folks, now here's what I'm going to do for you. I got like two special gifts that I can give away. Here's the first one. Now, you got to wait until I say, but the first couple to raise their hand after I tell you what this is going to get this. And he says, so the first couple to raise their hand here gets 50% off their price. Nobody raised their hand. I thought for sure this couple was going to be like, oh, yeah, yeah.
We'll take
it. And they didn't raise their hand. And then he says, okay, I don't see anybody raising their hand. Come on. And nobody raised their hand. And he goes, my second free gift was, I don't even remember what it was.
A free gift? That's a coupon.
Yeah, it was like a special, coupon. The other one was something that wasn't quite as lucrative, and nobody raised their hand for that one either. And he's like, all right, folks, well, I'll tell you what. Now that everybody can afford this, and we totally understand that. So what we're going to do is we're going to just hang on the line, and we're going to bring somebody in that can talk to you. And if your finances aren't great, well, we'll work with you. We're willing to work with you. So we hang on, and then we get this other lady come on. And she was like a lot less cheesy and everything. She's like, now, you guys, why didn't you guys raise your hand? And we're like, we're not interested. You know, we want to get the free cruise. We're just curious what the situation was. We're not interested. She's like, it's such a great deal. It's such a great deal. I'm like, no, that's okay. We're not interested. Thank you, though. She did it for a few more minutes. And then he comes back on the line with us, with her. And it was just like us versus him. And he's like, all right, come on, guys. Now, you told me you like to travel. You told me this. You told me that. Now, come on, guys. Like, what's going on? And I'm like, no, we're not interested. And he's like, what? Why not? What was it? And then he's like trying the hard stuff. Like, come on, you guys can take your family. You can do this. You can do that. I'm like, no, we're not interested. And then he got kind of like fed up with us. And he's just like, oh, okay. And like was shaking his head like we're idiots or something. And I'm like, thank you. And then the lady comes back on and she's like, all right, guys, well, you guys have a good evening. And I'm like, wait a minute. Where's our free cruise?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, okay. Yeah, that'll get emailed to you. You'll get all that information. So Lori got all that. And I mean, we haven't looked too deeply into it, but it was a hell of an experience.
Oh, like, man. Is the cruise going to be like something you have to sit through?
That's what I wonder.
Meetings too.
Yeah, I don't know. And is it going to be like a low tier cruise?
Oh, yeah.
Like, crappy food and no real good entertainment or anything.
It's not going to be a boat you've ever heard, a cruise line you've ever heard of. You probably will never do that again, like one of those, but you should probably ask Wendy, though, if she's, mm-hmm. like, if that's normal or if that's,
Yeah, she's told me, like, the majority of the cruises, from the way that she made it sound, is that they go on a lot of those for free. Like, they don't pay for the actual cruise itself.
See, I thought a lot of theirs is they do gambling, too.
Oh, really?
And I think, I thought the reason why they do some gambling and that, and then they end up getting from their rewards programs or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what the actual cruise turns out to be, and if we end up... I mean, at this point, we haven't, like... We didn't give them any money, obviously, or anything, and you know, turns out to be a bust. It's just, like, two hours of our life that was a funny story to tell.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. But, I mean, your time is worth some money,
too.
Oh,
sure.
So, let's do a snack. Cashews, almost. Okay, so one of these you've definitely tried before.
Yeah.
The Reese's peanut butter eggs. So here's the thing. There is...
Oh, whoa.
I didn't... All right, eat your five. I noticed this when I brought it down. So Jif, the peanut butter, which I would say is the best peanut butter.
Absolutely.
Jif has come up with a peanut butter filled egg as well. And I wanted to know how it compares to the Reese's peanut butter eggs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because last week, or
in
previous weeks, we talked about how the peanut butter flavored beer is absolutely horrible, in our opinions, because
yes,
we don't care for peanut butter flavor. But they never taste like Jif.
Right. Or Reese's, for that matter.
That's true.
I mean, both. I know for a fact Reese's. I'm gonna go with a Reese's first because I've had this before. I just want to familiarize myself with. You know, these seem kind of small, and
I can't remember. Maybe they have been bigger.
Maybe they have bigger ones too. But
yeah. Well, yeah, you have a bag full of them here.
Yeah, so. The Jif ones are definitely bigger, but I'm not going to take that away from them.
No, you're going to take two bites out of this thing.
Yeah, you
stick the whole thing in my mouth.
I don't.
I should have looked at the inside. Okay, well, it's kind of almost looks chocolatey on the inside.
Yeah.
Instead of like Reese's peanut butter cup is a little bit more peanut buttery, I think, on the inside.
So
good.
Yes, I would. If someone forced me to, I'd have no problem eating a bunch of those.
Tastes like Reese's, for sure.
So,
I mean, the only thing different about those, they just change a mold, right? I mean, it's got to be the exact same.
Yeah, like they have the Christmas tree ones.
Yeah.
But, so, now I'll have to say, the Jif ones, a little prettier. They got...
Yeah.
Oh, yours isn't as...
Oh, yours looks nice and clean. Yeah, mine looks a little... Like it's been jostled around and broken.
Well, it's got the now this I don't think you can one bite it.
No,
maybe you could.
I will not.
But it's got a stripe and swirls on it like an Easter egg.
Yep.
So that's I don't cute. Know if the peanut butter is going to be creamy or not, or how this is going to be on the inside.
We'll find out. The picture looks like it's supposed to be. That's really good.
That's really good. Now, here's the thing.
That definitely tastes like Jif to me. I have Jif all the time.
This, yeah, it definitely tastes like Jif. So, I mean, I would assume they wouldn't have slipped in some different kind of peanut butter.
I wouldn't have, you know, I didn't know if there was like any kind of like you got to stabilize it in some way because
it's
in chocolate or whatever.
So, it is more like... It may be a little thicker.
Not much.
But.
That's really good.
It is more like a hollowed out chocolate egg and they stuffed it with Jif peanut butter. It's the same consistency. Reese's more of that drier type of peanut butter.
Man. That was great.
Now, here's a question. Which one comes out on top?
Jif.
Jif?
No question. I've never been like, but here's the thing. I've never been like a huge fan of Reese's.
Oh.
You know, that's just me.
You're already hating.
I would never go out of my way to purchase that as a candy if I'm going to get candy.
Oh, okay.
Back in my youth, I was more of a Twix guy.
Yeah.
And then, I like the traditional candy bars, like Snickers and Three Musketeers. And
not much of a peanut butter guy.
Not really.
What about Twix peanut butter?
I can't remember if I've had that.
You should.
If I did, it didn't stand out. Is it more like a Reese's, kind of like a fake peanut butter?
No, I can't remember. I gotta have one.
You need to eat that.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to talk, but I don't want to feel.
I think this one's great. I was gonna say whenever you brought this down that I don't remember seeing too many Jif. What do you call it? Like Jif, other forms of Jif, Jif candies, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I can't recall that. Do others exist? Has there been?
I don't think though. I'm not allergic to peanuts, but my tongue is. I don't believe so. It's this is kind of a new thing for them.
Huh. Well, keep it up, Jif.
So I'll have to agree. It is better.
Yeah.
I would. Now, don't get me wrong. Reese's ones are awesome. I would rather have the Jif ones in the smaller size like this, though.
Yeah.
They're kind of big.
They are kind of big, yeah. And there's only six in this bag.
Yeah, there's six in a bag. And right now, I think I only found them at Walmart. Mm. I couldn't find them anywhere else. And I was looking.
How did you discover these? How did you know they were?
Tons of food Instagram bloggers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
they're good. I reminded me of there's been times in my life where I've grabbed like a chocolate bar or a dark chocolate. I like dark chocolate more than milk chocolate, but have some of that and then just like, put some peanut butter on it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as a snack.
Yeah.
So that kind of reminded me of it, but yeah, those are good. Lori did ask me if I would bring her home one. So four and
let's see.
Well, you got
yeah, there.
You got three. You got Molly and
Mary. Oh, you think the family's gonna get one?
This is all you, huh?
Yeah,
they can have the Reese's. Hey, there's plenty of Reese's to go around.
But yeah, I'm very impressed with that. I hope they make a Christmas tree or a pumpkin.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, Reese's can't have the market on shapes.
Yeah, I would definitely try those as well. And if they wanted to go with dark chocolate or something like that, that'd be good too.
So yeah, good stuff. Yep. 170 calories.
I know. I saw that. It's like two bites.
Yep. And I ate McDonald's for lunch too.
Oh,
so,
man.
Oh, good stuff.
You're starting to weekend off right.
Yeah. So, my lawn outside, my grass.
Not the one inside?
Nah, I don't have that inside. I tried, but it wouldn't grow. Not enough sunlight. So, outside, it's terrible. I don't know if you've seen. You're probably like, it's not bad, but
I don't think it's bad.
Everyone, has their own.
Yeah. No,
they'll
I get
see
it.
Their own and be like, oh, look at that over there. Mm-hmm. You know who's the biggest culprit of that type talk is our friend Jeremy.
Oh,
whenever,
yeah, yeah.
Like, you'll see he's in like his beautiful house or whatever, and he'll go, he'll be mad about one little thing. You're like, I didn't even notice that, Jeremy.
Right, yeah.
But
your own worst critic, I guess.
Yeah, you're your own worst critic, and I'm probably the same way when I come to things. But yeah, my grass is got a lot of patches in the back, probably from dog pee and stuff like that. Well, not to say this is a sponsor or anything, but I did go with this online company called Sunday. Have you ever heard of them?
I have, yeah.
And I had a big discount code, so I went ahead. It was like 25% off. They're gonna send little fertilizer bags that you spray the yard, special grass that's supposed to be able to tolerate like dog urine.
Oh, really?
Stuff like that. Yeah. Hmm. And I actually have a specific thing you water on patches in your yard that the dogs have taken care of.
Because they're, I guess, high in nitrogen or something like that that kills the grass.
Yeah.
It's and like the, over-fertilizing it.
And the color, basically, too. You know?
Right.
So it kind of... I think it's the salt or something. I don't know. But
oh, that's what it is in the urine?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh. I always thought it was just like too much nitrogen coming out of the urine.
I mean, that could be too. Mm. So I have a bunch of different bags and stuff that like Iron Boost and there's, what did I have here? Yeah, there's like this pet patch treatment, pet lawn grass seed. And a bunch of different stuff, and then there's more stuff that they give me to do.
Have you thought about
in the fall? Yeah, what
I was gonna say. Have you thought about documenting this? And
that's what I was gonna talk about. Now,
sorry.
Yeah, I think this would be a good thing to document because even if it doesn't lead to anything, at least I could put up on our site that hey, I tried this and I followed the instructions. Mm-hmm. If it works great, hey, I can actually give them a plug.
Right.
But if it doesn't, I'll go, man, maybe you shouldn't. Maybe this isn't for you.
Yeah.
So I, because it was, when it comes down to it, it was like a 260 for the year,
mm-hmm.
which I didn't think that was that bad.
So you give them some basic information like the size of your yard and then you have to talk about your pets and stuff. Like,
yeah, it gives you all this questionnaire. You actually put in your address and it does like a Google, it can pinpoint where it is, mm-hmm. and see how big your yard is.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
And it knows, I mean, I guess it could vary, but it'll say, okay, you live best in Missouri. You have clay, rock, mm-hmm. sandy soil, or whatever,
mm-hmm.
which is all true, you know. Yeah. And then you answer, do you have problems with dandelions? Do you have patches from your pets? Do you have pet, you know, stuff like that? So,
does it give you recommendations on like mowing and things like that? Because, you know, I know there can be, depending on the type of grass you have, you know, there's recommendations to keep it at a certain height. Because my company that I have that comes out and does it, they'll tell me, like, you need to keep your mower height a little taller because that grass is really needs to be pushing those roots down deeper and stuff like that. Does it go to that level?
I haven't seen, I mean, I haven't went into, like, the specific instructions. I've just kind of read the general ideas of mm-hmm. what to do. But I have seen, like, before doing the grass seed, it wants you to cut it pretty low, lower than normal before you throw in the seed.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I wonder, since they use that much technology, it almost seems like they could track like the amount of rain that you've gotten and give you recommendations on watering as well.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I would guess. That's the only, I think that's my biggest downfall and a lot of people's downfall is watering because when you have those hot summers where there isn't much rain, it costs a lot to be watering your grass every day. And if you get, and another thing, if you don't have some sort of automatic thing set up mm-hmm. and you got to move sprinklers,
it sucks.
It does. You'd be like, oh crap, that's been going for the last 2 hours. Yeah, I gotta move it, you know.
Yeah.
Which has happened, you know, when we first got in here, the sod that they had down and
I usually always try to set a timer, but yeah, sometimes I forget.
Oh yeah. Or even when the timer goes off, you'd be like, oh, okay, I gotta go do that, but let me do this first.
And yeah.
Like, oh crap, I was supposed to
4 hours pass.
Yeah. So also, I got to get my garden ready.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw around the corner. I got the table set up. I got like a heating heating pad for, I'm going to put the seedlings on that, and I have a grow light. I've done growing from seed many times. Last year didn't work out too well because I started in the basement. Apparently, it's too cold down here, so I got a heating pad this year specifically for that. So I'm hoping to have better results this year.
How many plants are you looking at growing?
I don't know.
Or you don't have it started yet?
I haven't. I have all the stuff upstairs. I just need to get it going. I always do tomatoes and peppers. Those are usually easy to grow around here. I've done cucumbers before, but no one in the family seems to eat them.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I had a lot of luck at the old house. It seemed like I had the perfect yard for it. Like, I got enough rain, and I don't know. It just seemed to hold moisture that it liked. But I haven't had a – it hasn't been great here.
But your little tomatoes were a big hit last year, and I think you said that, like, Millie would go out and pick them and eat them and stuff.
Oh, yeah. She likes – I got more of those. The jelly bean tomatoes is what I get. Okay. I want to try potatoes. I've never done that.
Yeah, I haven't either.
And I'm going to try this year. I don't want to do it in the ground because then you got to dig down deep and have a So I've seen a guy do it just from a cardboard box.
Yeah.
But you can get those fabric planters or like 20 gallons or whatever, and you throw those seed potatoes in there.
Yeah.
And I saw a guy, did that, and at the end of the season when he emptied it out, he had probably about 20 potatoes in there.
That's cool.
I don't know. That's pretty cool. Even though, like, you know, how much is a thing of...
They're super cheap.
Yeah, a five-pound bag of potatoes isn't that much, but...
My grandpa used to grow sweet potatoes all the time, and I enjoyed those, but they got so big that they got kind of tough, so you couldn't really eat them as baked sweet potatoes. You'd have to chop them into, like, you know, fries or whatever.
Wedges or whatever.
Wedges.
Huh.
But, yeah, I think they're pretty easy to grow.
I'm going to try that. Hopefully try that.
I want to do the same. I had the raised garden last year that didn't really materialize because mine was kind of like yours. I built it on legs. And it just dried out way too fast. I couldn't keep it wet enough. So I was thinking about cutting the legs off and putting it down on the ground so that hopefully it retains more moisture.
Yeah.
But my problem is what I ran into a lot is just the critters getting into all of it. So that's something I'd have to really put more attention to. Because I'd get, you know, I'd like one day, oh, look, everything's starting to bloom or flower, and then the flower would be gone.
Oh.
And I look out and there's like a chipmunk that's making his way off with the flower.
How often were you watering your garden?
I was doing like every day for a while, but it like when it got really hot, it just dried out so fast.
So that's, and I was doing, so one garden, so I noticed that the soaker hose works so much better for watering the plants because especially with tomatoes, the garden that I have a sprinkler on, tomatoes didn't grow very well, but tomatoes where I had a soaker hose did well. So I may switch both to a soaker hose and just have it, from what I was reading, you could have it turned on about 30 minutes every other day or something like that.
Okay.
Just to soak that soil really deep, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense. It's probably a lot more cost effective too.
Yeah, and I have a timer on my hose that it'll turn on. And if it senses you had rain, it won't turn on too.
That's really nice.
Yeah. So.
What else is going on?
Well, I did a top five list, but you seem to not have any.
I
could give you my top five. Yeah,
sure.
This is ridiculous for one person.
We can listen to them together, though, and I'd be like, oh, I don't remember that.
Okay. What are we? Well, that's pop culture. All right. So let's look at my top. Today we have the top five. What did I say? Top five cartoon theme songs. All right.
Or animated / cartoon theme songs.
All right. Let's start with this one. Oh, volume's not loud. You don't remember this at all, do you?
I do remember it.
Okay. Denver, the Last Dinosaur.
I do remember that, but I don't remember watching it.
I don't remember watching it either, but that song lives in my head for some reason. And I don't know why.
When you hear when you hear somebody talk about the city of Denver, you think of
Denver,
the Last Dinosaur.
He's my friend and a whole lot more.
Huh.
All right, here's my number four, which everyone should know this one. All right, if you don't know this, it's classic.
All the theme songs from those cartoons back in that era were really good, like the Jetsons and I can't think of
another George
example.
Jetson.
Yeah, they were great.
Yeah. And this one was definitely after school all the time. Life is like a hurricane, get in, duck bird, race cars, lasers, aeroplanes, it's a let's get to the main part. Might solve a mystery or rewrite history. DuckTales. Woo!
Every day. So DuckTales was what's his name? Scrooge McDuck or
yes.
Okay. Was there a different cartoon where it was just Scrooge McDuck? Or was it always DuckTales?
No, it was just DuckTales.
Okay.
I mean he had been around. I mean, he was a Disney character,
right.
But he never.
Okay, because I remember that scene where he's swimming in his coins and stuff.
Yeah.
And wasn't there also Darkwing Duck?
Darkwing Duck. Did you know Seth Rogen is bringing that back?
Really?
Yeah. I don't know when that'll come around, but.
Huh.
So, now you may remember the toy. I don't remember it. I don't know if you remember this. I thought this was a banger. This is my number two. What?
Oh, no.
Unavailable. Oh, wait. Watch on YouTube. Here we go. It's going to take forever to start on it. Oh, no. Mass crusaders working overtime. Fighting crime. Secret raiders who will neutralize. Soon as they anyway,
I was very familiar with that one. That was probably one of my favorite toys back in the day. I had the semi.
Rhino.
Yeah, the motorcycle. The
Condor.
57 Chevy.
Yeah. Hurricane.
Yeah. Good job. I had several of them. I'm probably missing one, but yeah, I had a lot. Mask was one of my favorites, and I really enjoyed the cartoon.
I'm surprised they may have brought it back, but I don't know.
That's good.
So this is a little bit more recent. It was an Avengers cartoon. Mm. But I think the theme song is amazing, and yeah. Let's see here. It may take a minute to warm up here. Oh, shit. I mean, shoot. No, well, we'll start it back over. I think it was 2012. 12, maybe.
Is that a known band?
It
kind of sounds like Story of the Year to me.
It does. Okay, who does this song? Okay. Fight as.
There it was. Bad City.
Bad City. I don't know if I know the band Bad City. Do they have any other songs? I don't know. Well, I see other songs, but
this is good.
I know it's good radio or podcast or whatever.
Hey,
there we are eating buffalo wings.
Bad City.
Take me for a ride. Oh, Atlantic Records.
The Guilt Plan.
Huh. What year's that from?
15 years ago.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Girl?
No, it's not Girl.
It's from that era that where Story of the Year was kind of popular, so.
But that almost seemed like a hair metal. That. Yeah. Anyway, I think that's an awesome song, and yeah,
those are all good picks.
You had no picks. You're like,
I saw this 5 minutes before we hit record, so
you're like, I'm not doing that bull crap.
But I saw your movie trailer there, and that was
did you
awesome.
Watch that?
Yes, I did. Oh. I knew it was coming because I saw Zendaya on Jimmy Kimmel the other night.
Oh, yeah.
And she was talking about it a little bit.
So, yeah, Spider-Man Brand New Day, what is it, July, I think it
I think
comes
so,
out?
Yeah.
This movie looks really cool.
Yeah, it does.
I mean,
it has the Punisher in it.
Punisher, you got Bruce Banner.
Yep.
Well, you see him as him, so you expect the Hulk's going to come out at some point.
July 31st, it looks like.
And there's speculation. So Sadie Sink, you know who that is?
I don't know.
That is the girl from Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I do. Max. The redhead, yeah.
So she's in this movie as they haven't given away what it is, who it is. Everyone thinks it's Jean Grey, which is the real strong mutant.
Oh yeah,
from the X-Men.
Uh-huh.
And which would be, I mean, she's a redhead, so
yeah.
It's possible. I mean, there's like a billion different things that she could be. But that would be cool. They're gonna bring the X-Men at some point, but we'll see.
That trailer is really good. You know, it's kind of one of those situations where I know you used to not watch trailers for movies.
I know.
Because you didn't want to spoil
anything. I'd say that. Now I watch them all the time.
But that scene where the Punisher comes in and he's like, I don't need you, Frank.
Yeah.
Get out of here. And then he shoots him with whatever. And then he does shoots the web and then pulls himself through and like knocks him out of the vehicle. I was like, holy crap. That was so cool.
And he's like, mother! And
yeah.
He censors him with his web.
Shoots it over his mouth, yeah.
So.
That was funny.
Frank's in it, you know, Daredevil.
Punisher.
So could the Daredevil show up in it as
well?
Well,
he was in the last one, right? For just a minute.
Yeah, I mean,
not
he was
as the Punisher.
He was his attorney. He was Peter Parker's attorney.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
I'd love for him to be in it too.
That's a lot of people.
And yeah, I know.
A lot of characters.
Yeah, there's like three or four villains that they show in there too.
I didn't recognize who any of them were.
They had Boomerang, Tarantula, Scorpion, and then all those ninjas are the Hand.
Oh,
you watched the
Daredevil
series, right?
Yeah.
Because, well, if you watch the newer ones,
you
know that comes out next week.
Really?
Season two.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
So that looks cool.
I was disappointed in the last season because I just felt like Daredevil never really came out.
No, he was hot like the whole time because Kingpin, here comes nerdy talk. Kingpin, well, he became mayor and made it illegal for any mass vigilantes.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't really kick some butt.
Yeah, there were some cool fight scenes, but he was just as himself whatever.
It wasn't until like the last two episodes that he came out as Daredevil again.
Mm-hmm. So that's cool. I'm looking forward to that one. I would definitely go see that. I feel like there's been a while since there's been a real good Marvel movie that I've been excited about.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, because after that last Spider-Man was the Doctor Strange movie, Multiverse of Madness.
I don't think I saw that.
And then it just, like, they got in this weird, I don't know, this phase of Marvel movies I don't think were as great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Like the, what is it, like Miss Marvel or whatever, or Wonder
Woman? The Marvels, yeah.
Yeah.
What was the
a female movie,
the Marvels,
yeah.
The female, I don't like female.
No,
movies.
I'm not saying that. I just remember there was like a girl. There was several.
Yeah, it was all the
girl type movie.
It was Captain Marvel
and
Miss Marvel and they were all together.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree. It wasn't the greatest movie, and then I think Thunderbolts was a good movie, though. Did you see that one?
I did not see that one.
That one's a good one.
Yeah. I probably should try to figure out the universe and watch some more of that to kind of wrap my head around it.
Yeah, Avengers Doomsday comes out this December.
That's crazy to me. Yeah. What characters or what...
that'll be everyone.
Will it be like the same cast?
They've had like four different teasers for it. Mm. And one shows Chris Evans as Captain America, but he's like, you imagine he's like in the after World War II or whatever, but he's holding like a baby, so you assume it's his son or something. Because do you remember the end of the Avengers Endgame, where he had to go back?
He went back,
to return all the time stones.
Yeah,
and then at the end, it shows him dancing with, what's her name? Peggy Carter.
Okay.
Yep.
Nerd talk. I almost need to go back and watch some more of that stuff because I just don't really remember it well.
Yeah, there's a lot of movies to watch.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah.
But yeah, Doomsday, I mean, everyone's coming back, so.
Huh.
Oh, Fantastic Four, you should watch that movie. That's a good movie, too.
Okay.
That's pretty good. And that's in a different universe, so you don't really need to know anything.
Oh, okay. So yeah, sad news. Chuck Norris passed away today.
I heard that. Yeah.
That's crazy, huh? 86. I mean, lived a long life, but don't know what his cause of death was. I know there was some kind of emergency, but he was one of those guys that I hadn't really followed him in recent years, but I know he was always like super fit and super active and all that. And yeah, I don't know.
So my thing about Chuck Norris is there's all sorts of, I guess, the lore behind him. Like he's so tough and all that.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've watched a single thing he's ever done.
Oh, I've seen like the old stuff. I mean, this was like the really old stuff whenever he was doing the karate and all that.
Right. What was, oh, man. What was the movie? He had a few of the movies.
I was going to say Bloodsport, but that's not right.
What is the main one? Delta Force, Invasion, Missing in Action. No, I feel like there was a...
I don't know that he had like a series.
I thought he had like a series, but like him and Jean-Claude Van Damme kind of had...
Yeah.
Had the same type movies. They weren't great movies.
No.
But they were, you know, they all kind of fell in the same... And this is coming from someone who never, like I said, I never really watched any. I never even watched Texas Ranger.
Yeah, he was on that. I think my mom liked that show.
That was on, oh my gosh, 196 episodes?
Yeah, it was on forever.
Holy crap. 93 to 2001.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so R.I.P. Chuck Norris.
Yeah. There you go. 86, is that what he was?
Yep.
That's, oh man.
Yep.
Well, there you go, Chuck Norris.
So you had some music news here.
This is just kind of, so I don't know if I mentioned this to you. So we went and saw NoFX when they were on their final tour.
Mm-hmm.
After their last show, the next day, apparently the lead singer, Fat Mike, received like a legal paper demanding back funds from one of the guys, Eric Melvin.
Okay.
That he was entitled to or something. Like he had been taking money this whole time or whatever. And all the other, you know, the other two guys kind of are, they're with Fat Mike. They're like, he's a strange guy. I got you there, but he's no crook. He would not do any of that. So
wait a minute. Which one was saying that they were taking money?
Eric Melvin said Fat Mike was holding funds and not.
Oh, from the rest of the band.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
or
the other,
just him.
Yeah. So they just released like a documentary. It went to South by Southwest in Austin. That was like the first place it's been, the premiere, whatever. Mm. It's called I can't say it. 40 years of up, and they had a 10-year. Oh, I got the. Here's the 10 years of.
Okay. Yeah.
On VHS, huh?
Yeah.
So this is 40 years, and like they had some Q&As after it, and Fat Mike at one point he says that he's upset, like that he lost his best friend. He's been wanting to end the band for the last 10 to 12 years.
Oh my gosh.
And he kept it for the other two. Eric Melvin wasn't there on this Q&A, and he said, I kept it for them. They needed to make some more money or whatever. Oh, I kept it around. That's what he said. I don't know. So, and basically, he lost his best friend. He wasn't even allowed to be on the same bus with him anymore, or he wouldn't ride the same bus with him. And
yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Hefe, one of the other guys, he's like, we're not going to answer any more questions. We're not going to bring anything up, answer about that or whatever. Mm. So that was kind of all you got from that. It was really strange. And like, it almost sounds, and he did mention, it almost sounded like the other three, plus they had a girl in the, do you remember there was a girl, I don't know if she's keyboardist. She came from the band Dance Hall Crashers, but I guess for the last 20 years or so, she's been playing off and on with them, maybe just touring with them.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of implied that those four would do something together. So kind of interesting for fans of, you know, that band right there, NoFX.
Yeah. Yeah, that's sad that after all that time that there's some kind of like negative vibe and whatever going on, animosity, lost friendship or whatever in the band. think that's more common than we realize, because these guys just have, I guess, different personalities and end up growing up and having different opinions and whatnot.
I mean, look at like Blink-182. They broke up and then, well, are they back?
I think so. Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah. I don't know, but
it took a lot.
Yeah.
It took a lot to get past some of their issues.
It's strange. Like, I guess Green Day, that's another kind of, Offspring only has like two people that are original, but Green Day, the same three. Yeah.
I mean, I still like will look at stuff from Faith No More and try to figure out like what went wrong with that band. And there's like stuff out there where they're like, Mike Patton is just so freaking weird. And like they were that tour that got canceled that we were supposed to go to. Like they were trying to reach out to him and get him to like continue it, or, you know, like reschedule and continue, and they couldn't. And there's, like, I think they all got pretty aggravated with how that went down, and that he never like really got back to them is what it sounds like, and just kind of went on with his own life and was like not interested in doing that project anymore.
Yeah, it was very strange, because it was like they he said, I guess on their band page or whatever, they kind of said, oh, he's got dealing with
like depression and
depression
anxiety.
But like literally like a week after that, he went on tour with his one of his other bands. Yeah. I think he's got about 12 different bands.
Which you haven't gotten back to me on. Are you not able to go to that? If you're listening, Molly.
I don't know how I'm going to make it work.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk about it after this. I don't know how I'm going to make it work, but maybe I can.
All right. We'll catch up afterwards. There's another concert that I'm really interested in traveling to go see. So do you know the band Failure?
Yeah. Wait. Failure. I'm thinking of this song, Don't Be a Failure.
No.
That's Orange 9mm. Yeah. Failure, yeah.
Stuck on You was like their big hit back in the 90s. And so they're kind of one of those bands that's, I don't know, they're kind of unique in a way that they'll like do other projects and they'll come back together as a band, if that makes sense. So like they're not like always together, but they'll like make something and then they'll come back and do like a little brief tour. But
That's the band Descendants does that. Yeah.
I guess rediscovered them back, I don't know, like 5 or 6 years ago, maybe longer than that. And I started listening to their whole catalog. And then their lead singer, Ken Andrews, he's got other bands that I think have similar sounds, and they're really good. But I just got an email today, which is really weird, because like, I don't remember signing up to their email list, and I've never received another email, but they're like, new email came out, is like, this is our new album and we're going on tour. And they're playing at this place in Chicago in May that it's like they're putting on this little festival, and there's like a brewery and everything right there. And it sounds really cool. Of course, it's on May 2nd, the date that this pub crawl is here in town as well.
Where's this? I kind of remember that.
Yeah, I don't think it was like a huge hit, but it got radio play back in the day. And
I definitely remember the band, like the band Failure.
Yeah, their artwork is always really cool, I think. It's kind of like alien and that kind of stuff. But yeah, they've had, I don't know, like 4 albums, and I really like them. I think all their music sounds really good. I'd love to go see them. But it's like, yeah, another one of those things where it's like, they're not coming to St. Louis, of course.
Yeah.
And I'd have to travel.
One strange thing. So Teenage Bottle Rocket. I don't know. I know you've seen them with me.
Yeah.
They come back and play. Is it the old Rock House?
That's a cool place.
No, Blueberry Hill.
Oh, okay. I think that's a cool place too. In the Duck Room?
I guess so. Oh, I thought it would take me to the site or whatever.
If you want to go, buy tickets now, because if we look back...
Oh, that's April 4th. What even is April 4th?
That's in like 2 weeks.
I know that, but what day is that?
I don't know. That is a Friday or Saturday.
You know that?
Well, we just looked at the sixth was a Monday, so it's Saturday. Because I'm one of those people that just can know like the day of the week for a date. Have you ever seen those people?
No, those people are weird.
They exist. They know. My wife can kind of do that.
There's that one, that lady that was what's that actress from Taxi?
Oh yeah, she knows any day of the week from the whatever date you give her.
And she's Mary Lou Henner.
Maybe. I don't know. Wait a minute. We've gone tangent here, haven't we? This is called a rabbit hole, folks. I don't remember which one it is, but I know who you're talking about.
I think that's it. I think she's the one that you can, like, if you say, hey, what'd you have for breakfast at this time? Or this in 1983.
Yeah. I think you're right. So anyway, that was my music news.
Oh.
I'm going to try to go see them. If Lori said, well, is Greg or Mike like that band? I'm like, they don't know that music, I'm sure. And Greg never got back to me about the last concert.
Well, so. I do have an expensive trip to Disney coming up, too. And yeah. So it's like, you know.
Wolfie.
And Molly's going to Chicago at some point. June, something in June.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that was music news.
There you go. Yeah. Music news. You want to do some a little?
Sure.
Oh, I don't have that plugged anymore. There you go.
Oh, shop talk. Man, I haven't had too much going on there. So my next rehab video is coming out tomorrow where I'm ripping up the floor and leveling that high spot and that rental that I've been working on.
Oh, okay.
It's a longer video. It's like 25 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know.
I can't watch all that.
The interesting thing about YouTube is I really feel like they push the longer videos, and it'll be interesting to see what this one does and like what kind of...
Oh, you think they push longer videos?
I don't know. I assume that. What do you think?
I don't know. I'd never really noticed.
Well, and the reason why I say that is because I feel like my, what is it, your feed, your home feed or whatever, like everything seems to be like 40 minutes long. And I'm like, why are these? It's kind of rare. Occasionally, I'll still see the 6 or 8 minute video pop up in my feed. And take out like, I mean, if you ignore the...
2 hours and 16 minutes.
Yeah. If you ignore like the late night talk show clips, you know, I mean, that I don't count those, but like the ones that are just the actual, you know, YouTubers, they seem to be longer, that get served more, I guess. And I don't know. It'd be interesting because my longer videos, like the car, the one I did on the Civic was like 20 minutes. And the one, what was another one that, was longer. They got more views. They pushed, it seemed like YouTube pushed it more. Now, it didn't necessarily turn into like, you know, that it they're still getting views by any means, but it'll be interesting to see what this one does, because a couple of those shorter ones that I released only have gotten less than 100 views.
Well, check that. I know. I posted a video, but I didn't do anything new, but you saw I posted.
Yeah.
I don't know if it got any.
I think it's got like 600 views or something. That's a short.
Let's see.
A re-release from a previous project.
Well, you know.
Not bad.
Well, the only reason I was like, oh, you know, I did this so long ago, and I got 924.
Oh, there you go.
924. So
yeah,
not too bad. Yeah, like always, I have lots to post, and I haven't done any of it. I should probably should I do? So I was thinking of this. I get that I was talking about earlier the lawn.
Yeah,
shooting video
Sunday.
For that.
Mm-hmm.
The seeds, doing the seedlings and all that. Yeah. I think that'd be interesting, but I wouldn't release it until like next spring.
Yeah, I was thinking about it whenever you were talking about it, because it's almost like you would need to track the progress over the course of time. And would you just have segments where it's like, okay, it's March and I'm doing this, and then it's April and I'm doing this, and so on and so forth.
I think it'd be more interesting watching it as a, like right now, if that video showed up and you kind of want to see, because people are interested in what seeds work and how they're going to grow and things. Oh, that's what I was going to talk about too. I've been watching gardening videos too. Yeah. There's a lot. And I feel that's kind of an area we really haven't touched much in our how to fix it, which I feel falls into that group, you know?
Yeah.
It's the home maintenance, home improvement type.
Yeah. You talking about the actual gardening or like the actual growing of plants or something else?
No, the growing a plant.
Oh,
like,
okay.
So a tomato plant, this guy was showing that he does kind of like what we did with our hops. Remember the hops? We had a big long string.
Mm-hmm.
So he made like this trellis and he has strings hanging down from them and those hook to a board or, you know, something heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And the tomatoes, he just hooks them to that. And when the bottom branches, he kind of clips because they're going to grow straight up.
Oh, right. Yeah.
This way they grow up instead of wide with cages.
Hmm.
And you could fit way more next to each other.
Huh. How did he go about harvesting them then if they got too tall with like...
That's the thing. There's like you buy this nylon pulley that...
Oh. So he would lower it to...
You could lower it because a tomato is on a vine essentially. Yeah. So if it's not... If you lower it and have it, you know,
like
lower
bend.
It 6 inches or whatever... Yeah. It would get like a bend, but it'll still continue. Huh. Yeah, I'll have to show you that video later. It was really interesting, and I'd like to try doing that.
So how high would they actually get, those tomato vines?
Oh, I have so many issues when I, because those cherry tomatoes and stuff, they take off like crazy, or great, jelly bean tomatoes are the ones that I grow. They take off and they start pulling the cages out and move forward. But if I had something where it would be able to go up, it may be better.
Huh. That's interesting. I've never heard of that or seen that for tomatoes.
Yeah. I'll have to show you.
That's cool.
I watch too much stuff, so I don't know if I'll find it.
My other project that I'm... So I have another property that this lady that she's lived there for 20 years. So I bought this property, I don't know, within like the last 8 years or so. And she had lived there for a long time. And I went, when I first went to look at this house, went to buy it. And I met her. She had talked about wanting to get some work done to her hardwood floors because there was like, you know, it's old hardwood floors and she had pulled up the carpet and thrown it away, but like the tack strips were still on the floor, the staples were still on the floor and all that were like still in her hardwood floor. And I was like, sure, you know, I'd come in and take care of that for you. That's no problem. Just let me know what works for you. But for years she worked second shift and like our times never worked out. Plus I always felt like she was a little bit leery of having me come there to work on the house. If it was something that like was an emergency or whatever, like that was fine. But to like come there and do like just like updating or whatever.
Right.
She would be like, no, it's fine. It's fine.
She's been there, you said 20 years?
She's lived there 20 years. I bought it like 7 or 8 years ago.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And so here recently, she had reached out to me, and it was kind of weird. She was like, hey, I want to talk to you about renewing my lease. And I'm like, oh, okay. I thought maybe she was thinking about moving or something. And I met with her, and she's like, hey, I haven't lived here in like 3 years.
Oh, what?
And I'm like, what? I had no idea this was going on. She's like, well, yeah. She's probably about our age. And she said that her mom had been sick, and she had went and stayed with her mom for quite some time. And then she ended up getting sick. And then
she's been paying the whole time.
Yeah, paying the whole time. And so she's like, I don't know. I've been staying with my mom. I don't know if I'm going to like continue to live with her or not. But if I keep living here, if I come back here and live, I would kind of like to get this work done. And I'm like, okay, sure.
You could have gotten it done over the past 3 years.
Exactly my thought. I'm like, yeah, I would have loved to get in here. So like she had all her furniture and stuff in these front two rooms, like living room and dining room. And I'm like, well, if you want to like remove all this stuff, I'll gladly redo the floor. So I met with her yesterday, and she had all that stuff moved and got it all like cleaned up. And it's a little bit worse than I thought it was. So like hardwood floor, there's like some buckles and stuff. And I'm like, I can fix all this. No problem. But anyway, she's wanting to kind of get back in there and get settled back in. So now I'm like, okay, well, I want to move on to this project. I haven't gotten my other one done yet. But I'm kind of diverting because it's like I have a paying tenant here who's ready to like get her stuff back in order. And I need to go do that before I continue on this other house. That's, the one I've been working on for the last month or so. So anyway, I don't know, like in the sequence of releasing videos, how that makes any sense or not. Super strange, huh? That somebody would.
3 years. I mean, why didn't she say, hey, I'm not in there right now. You can. I don't know why any, like, if I wasn't so, she's paying 3 years worth of rent, and
she just kept telling me, like, she's always lived on her own since she's been an adult, and she knew that she was going to get back to living on her own. It's just that, like, I guess a couple months turned into a couple years kind of situation.
Man, it's money you're throwing away. It's a rent. I mean, look, it's good for you, but it's a rental. It's not like a house where you're like, okay, at least I'm putting money towards a house that I'm owning. It's
well, the interesting thing is she turned off all the utilities too.
Oh yeah.
So she stopped paying to the point that she could. She reduced like whatever, to lower her monthly payments.
Right.
But I don't know.
She probably didn't tell you that, but I'm wondering how often she would, like, if she just didn't go there for like an entire year or come by. And
she said she would go there because like there would be things that she would need that she didn't have, so she'd go back and like get, I'm just guessing, like, spring or summer
clothes
turned into winter or whatever. But yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Like anyone out there, that's not a wise use of your money.
Well, I don't want her to listen to this.
Yeah, don't listen to this, but if you're not gonna live there, you're just throwing money away.
I'm gonna work on that this week, and it shouldn't take much, but I feel like it's kind of like I could make it into something video wise but does it make sense to just like release it in the midst of like, hey, I'm releasing this series of rehabbing this other property.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'll just hold on to it for a while. I don't know.
I mean, it's not gonna matter if you, it's not a seasonal thing really.
Yeah, it's not. It's just gonna be like a facelift type situation.
Right.
Quick rehab kind of thing. But anyway, cool. That's all I got.
All right. Well, I think that's about it for extended show. Why are we doing like these 2-hour shows now? We don't have anything to talk about, and then we go talking for.
Did we miss anything on the agenda?
Two hours, probably.
I think we got it all.
Yeah.
Maybe we should cut things out. That's the problem.
Nah. What do you want to do all that? All right. Well, this has been a show, and we'll see you next time. Oh, I turned down the wrong one. Sorry, guys.